Worldwide Catastrophism. It's becoming popular.
Answers with Ken Ham, developer of a major creation museum near the Cincinnati, Ohio airport. Ken, I found that evolutionists are increasingly talking about catastrophes as they relate to the fossil record. Is this what the creationists have been declaring all along?
Well, you know, that's right. Creationists have always insisted that the fossil record has to be interpreted on the basis of catastrophic events. When I went to school in Australia, I remember my teachers mocking me for believing that the global catastrophe of Noah's flood formed most of the fossils. They were trying to teach me that the fossil record formed slowly over millions and millions of years. But now evolutionary scientists suggest all sorts of global catastrophes to explain even the extinction of dinosaurs. And not only this, Mark, but in some secular textbooks now, leading evolutionists are declaring that the fossil record must be understood in terms of catastrophic processes, not slow processes. However, they say these catastrophes occurred over millions of years. So why won't they just accept the answer in Genesis that there was a single global catastrophe, the flood, just thousands of years ago? Well, I believe the real answer is because they don't want to acknowledge there's a God who judged man's rebellion with a watery catastrophe.
We have a brand new booklet on Noah's Flood and Noah's Ark that we'd like you to read. It's available at no charge on our website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll be built up and encouraged in your faith when you visit AnswersRadio.com.